All right, of all of the things we may talk about, this one it probably has some personal attachment and could create some angst, I suppose.
Oh, are we gonna address a problem you have with your preaching? Because I've got a list. Well,
I will tell you, it is a problem I have had with my preaching in the past, though I probably don't think of it as a problem as often as I do. What about the length in time of sermons?
Yeah, I mean, it's a real issue.
It is.
And I think it probably is a real issue for a great number of preachers, myself included. And I think the problem, the difficulty is, I genuinely don't believe there is a right answer.
I think that is the problem. And it would be nice if we could give a hard and fast rule to this. And that would only get us into trouble with people who have different opinions.
And I don't mind having a problem with people who have a difference of opinion if I'm convinced that I'm right. But I'm not convinced I'm right on this because there are vastly different settings, right?
Yeah.
If you're preaching a general counsel keynote sermon.
I think that's unlikely for me.
Don't sell yourself short, buddy. I mean, you're a man of God, good communicator of God's word.
I don't
word.
Think it has anything to
the
do with
the superintendent
that.
May just be calling you for 2 years from now.
Yeah, that's true.
But if you're doing that, there is an expectation of an hour in many
sure,
settings.
For sure.
Many, at least historically. But if you're preaching a youth service, a junior high youth service.
You get 12 minutes.
Maybe.
Yeah.
You know, and so context does matter. It does
That's
matter.
True.
And again, I gave extremes on the ends of there, but there's a lot of space on that continuum. And so we cannot say
25 minutes is all you've got.
No.
Yeah, you can't say that.
No. Now here's the bigger underlying problem, I think.
And part of that, too, is I have sat in sermons that I was on the edge of my seat for over an hour.
Yeah.
And other sermons, after 20 minutes, I was like, wrap it up, buddy. I am checked out.
Which is also partly your settings, your expectations, and the quality of the preacher. I think one of the big issues.
Like, I'm already tired of hearing your voice.
I am
right now.
Okay,
this is
all right. We're going to pull this back.
We're 2 minutes and 30 seconds in, and I'm just like, wrap it up. What? Just say something. Sorry.
Oh. I'm going to say something here in about a second.
And all of us, even those watching, listening, have had people in our congregations who are like, Pastor, I wish you could go another, you know, don't wrap it up quick. Don't cut it short. Yeah. And other people are like, oh my gosh.
Well, I had a family leave the church because services were going too long. And,
sure.
And by too long, we're talking at the time, an hour and a half. And that
sure.
included everything in the service. And they're like, this is going too long. Because the Spirit of the Lord was moving in the church and we went a little over that and went a little past noon. And they said, we don't want to come here anymore. And then I've had other people that have been very critical. Pastor, you're too attuned to the clock, you know.
Sure.
But here's the problem that I would want to say is our tradition has a tendency to equate at times length of the sermon or the service with the anointing, our nebulous
or
term,
certainly spirituality,
that if it's longer, equates with more dynamic, more spiritually attuned, more spiritually led. And I think first and foremost, before we talk about any metrics to evaluate length of a sermon, the first thing we have to throw out is you cannot equate length of the service with the anointing of the Holy Spirit. It can't. Long services can be anointed. Short moments can be powerfully anointed.
The Holy Spirit, by nature, God is beyond time. So you're saying he can't be
bound by time.
Bound by time.
Yeah. Now let's bring it back.
Yeah.
I just want to be practical. Number one, I never want to preach in a way that the vast majority of my congregation is actively and eagerly awaiting it to end because they are weary of it.
Yeah, and that is something I think we have to tune ourselves to, because it's easy for us as preachers to almost tune out some of that what's happening in the audience, and we have to have, what is it, humility? I'm not sure. You're the virtue expert, but we have to be attuned.
Only in theory, not in practice.
We have to be attuned to
what's happening.
What's happening.
Yeah. Yeah. Because here's the other thing that Preet, as much as we've talked about congregation expectations, congregational expectations are, preachers can also be guilty. They're unspiritual because they're not paying attention.
That's
they're
right.
checking out on me, or they're more concerned about getting out. Okay. Well, you got to be sensitive to what's happening in the setting. Number two, you have to be aware of what's happening with attention spans. And you can fight it, you can argue against it, you can condemn it.
Some of it is reality.
But it is reality. We see this in our social media posts.
Absolutely.
You have like 10 seconds. Yeah. People will watch a video, and it doesn't matter how much great content is put into it by who puts it in there.
They're already moved on.
10 seconds, and they're done.
That's absolutely true.
And so,
and our congregants are used to viewing
that's
and
how
engaging
they live their lives
that way.
And,
absolutely.
And 25 years ago, nobody would have had the gall to walk into my service bringing a novel or a book. Nobody
absolutely.
Would have walked in with a portable television under their arm and thought, well, if the pastor's boring, I'm going to read my book or I'm going to watch TV. But today, both of those things are available on cell phones that are in the pockets, and they will, and they do check out.
And actually, it's right there in their hands, right? A lot of our congregations are already engaging with the Bible. So when we ask them
on
to turn
phones.
To a passage of scripture, they pull out their phone.
And
then,
that's not a condemnation of that.
No, absolutely not. But my point is that they're already on their phone. And if they get a little bit bored or distracted,
they're gonna
what
go
do they
it.
Do? They just open a different app.
So rather than talk about the exact amount of time, now, if you want me to give you a general, I'll give you a general. I think anything between 25 to 30,
I agree.
You're at the far extremities for the modern American culture.
I think that's the case.
But beyond specific time, I would say this. Why don't we work on being compelling, vivid preachers that create powerful word pictures with our words?
Absolutely.
Because that will compel. Let us learn to become better storytellers of the gospel.
That's great.
This is how Jesus, instead of spending all of our time worried about an exact moment on the clock, which let's pay attention to the clock reasonably, but let's be better communicators of the gospel.
Sure.
But then also let us be aware of our setting. We will invest thousands of dollars in missionaries going into foreign countries with the expectation that they will learn to contextualize the gospel.
Great.
They will learn to communicate in the language. They will understand how to not offend in the culture.
Yeah.
They will understand the mores. They'll adopt dress that will not hinder gospel proclamation. Well, friends, we are embedded in a culture
That's
too.
True.
And we need to understand who we're communicating with. And if they're turning you off because you're preaching too long, stop condemning them for that and learn to enculturate your ministry.
And some of that culture is age. Some of it is region, right? You can't even guarantee that in the same district lines, 100%. The same state lines, that one congregation is going to be used to the same or able to put up with the same time
True.
Frame that another congregation is. You have to learn the culture of where you're situated.
So let's spend our time, instead of obsessing about the exact amount of minutes,
Sure.
let's become more vivid, effective preachers. Let's enculturate the gospel in the setting in which we serve so that our people leave hearing God's word and encountering the Spirit of God.
Excellent.